Guns out for the warriors.
Welcome back. Well, this morning we're opening up the mailbag for all you weekend warriors. A number of challenging fitness events are coming up here on the First Coast. Everything from the Gate River Run to 26.2 with Donna. But for many athletes and athletes in training, hip pain is preventing them from reaching their fitness goals. Here with some timely advice for the spring, we welcome Dr. Dale Whitaker, a founding member of the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Dr. Whitaker, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're talking about hip pain today, in particular for all the weekend warriors. How common is it that you see patients who come in with complaints, maybe because they're not warming up properly, or they hit it too hard on the weekends?
It's very common, and in particular, right after New Year's and leading up to the River Run and Donna Hickens Marathon, there's a lot of folks with hip discomfort.
Sure. So what advice do you have for them?
Well, the biggest thing is recognizing their body and what their limits are, and absolutely when they are going on the run, not just take off, put their shoes on, and head out, you need to stay flexible. You're going to run, your muscles are going to hypertrophy, get stiff, and you need to keep your joint flexibility and the muscles about your joint loose so you don't get in some of these tendonitis syndromes.
Sure, and let's open up the mailbag now for the good doctor. Here's one for you. I'm a 45-year-old woman training for the Donna Marathon. I've developed increasing groin and hip pain, and it's really bothering me, specifically when I try to lift weights.
Yeah, this would be one of the more bothersome complaints that came into the office because several factors. One, we have a 45-year-old female. We don't know where she stands in the way of possible osteoporosis. She's running for the Donna Hickam Marathon, so she's not out doing the 2-mile stroll. And the pain's in the groin. It's not on the outside. It's not in the buttock. And so this is a patient that you would hone in on a stress injury, a stress fracture, and that would be a very serious diagnosis if you missed it. You catch it early, they are easy to treat. You catch them later, that could be a travesty.
So see someone at the first sign of pain. Don't wait.
Particularly groin pain, yes.
Here's one for you. Since starting to play tennis, I've got burning pain in my hip, the lateral aspect of my hip. I can't sit in a car, and I'm bothered at night by it.
Yes, this is actually a second location of pain. So the first lady, we had groin-oriented pain. It's out in the front. It's on the panty line. This patient's complaining of pain on the outside of the hip, and if you reach down and feel that bump that's on the outside of the hip, that's called your trochanter, and the big bottom of your buttocks muscles come across that bump, go all the way to your knee. So this pain that this lady's experiencing could radiate all the way to her knee, and it's tightness. It's a syndrome that's generally treated conservatively. It's a lot of stretching, kind of understanding your body, some anti-inflammatory medicines prescribed by your physician. But this is generally a conservatively treated condition when that pain is on the outside margin of the hip.
But last word of advice, whether you're experienced at these types of runs or you're just getting into training, stretch out beforehand. Don't just hit the pavement. That can cause a lot of trouble later.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks so much for joining us. He's Dr. Dale Whitaker of the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Thanks for being here. And by the way, are you running in any of these events this spring?
No, ma'am.
No.
I'll just watch.
You'll just be watching. Me too. Later in the hour, local attorneys hit the auction block for a good cause. Find out how you can place your bachelor or bachelorette bids just in time for Valentine's Day. But up next, the paintings of Salvador Dali come to town in a rare exhibit. We'll have details. You're listening to First Coast Connect on 89.9.
This Weekend Warrior segment is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute.